I'm at the IBM Start Summit, and I'm talking to Margaret Gardner. Margaret, tell us what you're doing here.
I work for an organisation called Practical Action. We're a charity, and we're actually promoting the use of energy in the developing world. Half the world's population have no access to decent energy. It's a scandal. Something needs to be done about it.
And why did you agree to come to the IBM Start Summit? I mean, there's quite a big time commitment from you to do that.
We agreed to come for several reasons, really. One, because actually we think engaging with corporates is hugely effective, and corporates very often don't want to listen to what charities have to say. So to have this sort of venue where actually corporates are coming together and we can just go and talk to them. And I'm not a shrinking violet. I will go up and I will talk to people. And, yeah, the response has been interesting. At least they now know much more about us.
Yeah, and you were here for the Energy Day.
I was here for the Energy Day. Our chief executive was speaking at the day, and we had an opportunity to really sort of say that actually energy access in the developing world is hugely important. A little known fact is that the government is now talking hugely about malaria. Gates is talking hugely about malaria. It is a big, big, big issue. But more people die through smoke inhalation caused by cooking on open kitchen fires than die from malaria. Most of those people who die are children, and it's at least 1.3 million each year. And some estimates, for example, from the World Bank put it at 2 million.
And I was here just yesterday, and I'm here today. But we've had a team of people working throughout the entire 9 days.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel the energy levels were during the day you were here, in terms of the kind of the feel of people as you moved through the various sessions?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the morning we had a fantastic debate. We had a lot of enthusiasm and an awful lot of openness. We also had some people who were saying what they always say, you know. So you do get corporates who say the same thing because they're on a public platform and that's what they have to do. But one of the good things about that was we have to capitalise on what people are saying. So if they are making claims about sustainability, then it's part of our job to follow that up and make it happen. I think that by the end of the day, people were feeling slightly tired and they wanted a little bit more vision. They really wanted to know what's happening next. And there is an enthusiasm, I think, for people to be led and to be rallied and to have that vision. And I hope that we'll get more of that today.
Well, today is the sort of one of the people here yesterday described as the C-suite today, the sort of chief executives and kind of the leadership. If you could give them a message in terms of how you would like action to come about, I mean, this has been a huge commitment. What kind of message would you give to them?
I think my message would be that there is a lot of words. There's a lot of people waiting on others. So you've got business sometimes saying, let's have the government policies in place. You've got government saying, let's wait until we've got enough public behind us to make things happen. Well, actually, we haven't got time to wait for all of that. We've got to take action now. And we need this conference, we need people, when they put so much time into it, to actually come together and for them to lead. We need to see action coming out of this. And I really believe that IBM want to see that too.
And what do you think about, I mean, it's quite interesting to me, the structure of this. You've got IBM and Start quite closely cooperating and working together on this. Does that work for you?
Yes. I mean, for me, I think that I would like to see as many people working together as possible. I think IBM could pull in the corporates. They could attract a wide variety of people. And I think that Start has built into it the sustainability message. So I want to be joyous and positive about things that come out, because I think actually there is too much negativity. But on the other hand, we can't just see words. We have got to see action.
Margaret, thank you very much.
Thank you.